Last September, the Postal Service's Inspector General reported on poor working conditions at a postal facility in New Mexico, finding that heat and air conditioning hadn't worked in 6 years, dangerous electric wiring, and serious plumbing issues. That prompted the IG to wonder if the Postal Service had systemic facility problems. It started a series of nationwide inspections, starting with 20 facilities in the Washington, D.C. area. Keisha Trafton is the OIG's audit director. She spoke with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu about her office's findings so far.
11 of the 20 facilities we looked at had lighting issues, insufficient interior and exterior lighting, and that ranged from several lights being burned out to almost 50% of the facility's lights not working. We also identified facilities that had issues with repair and maintenance of the roofs, gutters, ceilings, flooring and walls. And a matter of fact, at one facility, we had noticed that there was a hole in the ceiling that was allowing birds to come into the facility. We also found instances such as stain and damage water tiles. For example, there was one facility where their roof was leaking. They had trash receptacles and Postal Service bins that were collecting the water as they were working through their repairs.
And I would refer people to your report, which has photographs of a lot of the instances that you're talking about. Were you able to get into the reasons at all as to why some of these facilities were in such poor shape? Or is it just a matter of funding, or is that kind of beyond the scope of the report?
Well, I think it had a trifold effect. There was some issues that were related to funding, and we also noticed that there was competing priorities at the local facilities where employees may not have been aware of all of the requirements, or they were not necessarily a priority for the local management to get these repairs completed. And we also saw that there were concerns where landlords that were failing to perform or adequately complete requested repairs.
And as you also point out in the report, these issues go well beyond just appearance and having a lot of the post offices not be nice places to look at or visit. There are genuine health and safety issues. And I think you found out of the 20 locations you visited, there were 18 that OSHA could show up and fine the Postal Service for if they went to the same locations that you did. Talk about some of those specific health and safety issues.
Sure. So some of the things that we found that were related to OSHA violations had to deal with locked and blocked exits. For example, we found some facilities where there were an accumulation of materials or storage items that were in front of various exits. We found sanitary conditions relating to plumbing. Again, we found some chipped and cracked floor tiles, and some of them were marked with asbestos. And so that may be a concern because if asbestos or materials that if aggravated or elevated into the air could be a potential problem for employees and customers. We also found potential mold problems and exposed electrical outlets and outlet boxes and missing OSHA posters that would describe the various concerns that Postal Service employees should remain vigilant about at the facilities.
And that leads directly to the funding issue that we talked about earlier, because this could actually cost the Postal Service, as you point out, quite a bit of money if inspectors came and visited. And I think you had a statistical sampling that showed that the fines to just the postal facilities in the metro area could be north of $1 million. Extrapolate that across the entire country. It may well be the fines that could be assessed by OSHA well exceeds what it would cost the Postal Service to actually just take care of these issues in the first place.
Absolutely. So based on the statistical sample we performed, we found approximately 39 violations or potential violations at these 16 facilities. And so that's exactly what we did. We took the minimum fine amount of about $3,000 and we applied that to our sample. So based on the 39 potential violations, that would have extrapolated to about 5,600 violations across the 2,300 facilities within the Capital Metro area. And so if you take the 3,000 and apply that to that extrapolation, you have approximately $18 million in potential fines. Now, you know, the Postal Service has the ability to either remediate or repair, and so they may not be subject to all of these fines, but it does show the potential exposure to the Postal Service.
I want to touch on the security issues that you found just briefly, if we could. I mean, you found things like unlocked doors. In one case, employees told you that one door that could have given people access to the entire postal facility might have been unlocked for several months prior to your own visit to that location. What are some of the implications of the issues that you found with regard to security in particular?
Right. So what the Postal Service has the responsibility of is ensuring the safety of its employees and its customers. And so, therefore, if they don't have adequate controls in place to make sure that the buildings are locked and secured, then that could potentially result in monies being removed. The Postal Service revenue, the health and safety of their employees, they want to ensure that it's properly secured.
Just based on my own experience visiting various post offices around the area, you know, some of them are in leased space and fairly new strip malls, and they look great, and others are in standalone buildings that frankly look like they ought to have been condemned decades ago. I guess my question is, does the Postal Service have a way to oversee the conditions of these facilities so that they're kept up in a consistent, minimally acceptable way across an entire region or across the country? Or are all of these maintenance issues just left up to the local postmaster or whoever happens to be in charge of that post office or station?
Sure. Well, there are different processes the Postal Service has. One of them has to do with there's a standardized call center where local employees can call into and notify them of various repairs that are needed for their facility. And therefore, there's a centralized location that can monitor the issues and the repairs as they are completed to ensure that the process is working as intended. Now, we did note that some facilities would contact the lessors if it's a lessor-owned property directly, and so therefore sometimes there might be conditions where those things are missed out of the system. So it's really important that they follow a consistent procedure to make sure that there's proper oversight to ensure that these repairs are being completed.
And as far as your other recommendations, some of them are fairly self-evident, I think, based on what we've talked about so far. But what in general can the Postal Service be doing or should it be doing to make sure all of the issues that we've been talking about get addressed in a systemic way?
One of the main things they can do would be to educate their employees. They want to make sure that they understand their concern, the risk and the concerns and the benefits of having a well-maintained and safe and secure facility. And not only that does it affect the employee morale, it could potentially affect the productivity of employees as well as the health and safety of its customers and its employees, but you want to also have a very appealing lobby, which will then be very inviting to its customers, which ultimately can impact its brand revenue and loyalty.
A lot of these issues have been brought up directly by customers to individual facilities. How is the Postal Service doing at making sure those complaints, first of all, are tracked and then actually dealing with them?
Sure. Well, what we found as part of our review is that 18 of the 20 facilities that we went to did not maintain a customer complaint log or monitor how promptly complaints were resolved. And that's really important because where there are other channels where you can call into an automated number or there's the email site, a lot of folks identify concerns to their front line, which is the Postal Service employees at the retail centers. So without maintaining a log of identifying those concerns, we have no way of knowing how that customer's reaction or their view of the Postal Service is or whether or not their needs are being properly addressed and their concerns. So it would be important for the Postal Service to maintain a log. Now, we had a prior report where we made a recommendation. We identified previously that the Postal Service was not maintaining any type of automated process to identify customer complaints at the local facilities. And so we had recommended that they, as part of their database system, to be able to log those complaints to be able to be monitored and tracked. So the Postal Service has the Enterprise Customer Care database, and that's the system that they use to track complaints from the website and from the 1-800 ASK-USPS telephone number. But as we previously noted in our prior report, the Consumer and Industry Affairs Department within the Postal Service did not have visibility into the customer complaints made at local post offices. And so without having a complaint log, which we noted in this report, there really is no way to track and ensure that their customer complaints are being handled appropriately.
That's Keisha Trafton, the Audit Director for the Postal Service Inspector General, speaking with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu. Read the report and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.